Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher, here on Blog Talk, a place where mothers and daughters come to nurture their relationship. I say good morning, good morning, good morning. It's a beautiful day, and we thank God for it. Father God, this morning we just want to say thank you for all of your blessings, all of your favor that you've bestowed upon us. Thank you for looking after us, protecting us in times when we have no idea that we were being protected. Father God, this morning I ask you to stretch your blessings around the world, touching mothers and daughters, healing that relationship, Father, with a focus on spreading through the entire family, creating healthier families. Father God, we just thank you, and I personally thank you for the honor to be asked to get up on Saturday morning to use my mouth and my body and my mind to glorify your kingdom, to speak whatever you put into my mind to share with mothers and their daughters. What an honor. In Jesus' name, we thank you. Amen. You know, it's just such an honor to me. You know, who am I? You know, God said, get up and do it. I'm like, hey, I'm on it. You don't have to worry about it. You don't have to ask me twice. I mean, you know, just think about what all Jesus went through and hanging on the cross and bearing all of the pain and suffering, and then God just asked me, Bessie, would you get up on Saturday mornings, and would you allow me to speak to mothers and daughters, use you as the mouthpiece to speak to mothers and daughters? I mean, come on. What a small price to pay. My goodness. Yes. You know, some people, oh, don't you want to sleep in on Saturday morning? Don't you want to? And I'm not going to story to you, of course, sometimes, but, you know, then you think about it. What is that going to do? Who is that helping? Do we get enough sleep? Go to bed earlier. You know, if you think about it, I mean, what a small price to pay. I mean, just the fact that you're being asked to do something to help someone else. And I know sometimes, you know, some mothers and daughters may say, well, you know, we're fine. We don't need any help. Or, you know, some mothers and daughters think that, you know, they got it all together. Well, good for you. But if you really, really think that, then you really have some issues, because every mother and daughter can stand some improvement in their relationship. Come on, let's just be honest. Any relationship between two people on an ongoing period of time will come to a point where the communication breakdown could stand some improvement. That's just being who we are as communicators. So, I, you know, all I say to you mothers and daughters out there, you know, don't ever get to the point where you think that you know it all, because when you do that, then you don't allow God an opportunity to share ideas with you and explore your relationship and take you to the next level. Because if you know it all, then, you know, it means what? You're not open to suggestions. So, you know, like I said, I'm always open. I'm always growing. This is my lessons that I'm being taught. And, you know, I get up on Saturday morning to share them with you. I'm your host, Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher, and you're at the roundtable with mothers and daughters from around the world. And I literally mean that, mothers and daughters from around the world. They tap in on the internet. They look. They listen. Some call in, and some say they want to share their ideas. They will click 1 when they call in at 347-539-5078. Then I get to you. And sometimes we have most of you that sit and listen. I know you're listening because I see you on here constantly, week after week after week, so I know you're getting something, and I thank you. I just want you to know I know that you are there, and I thank you for being there. That's what motivates me, and that's what gets me up every Saturday morning when I can see that somebody's out there. But then I have an audience that I know is always there, and that's the main reason I get up, because I have the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. No matter if nobody gets on here, we're here, and we're going to come every Saturday morning. And like I told the Lord, I'm doing it unto Him, not unto man, unto Him. So I'm in training mode. Bear with me. I'm not in a perfect mode. This whole thing is about training me to do something greater at a later date. So I look at it every Saturday morning. God is molding me and training me and teaching me how to speak and how to communicate. So, you know, I thank you for joining in. You can also, like I said, some people are joining us on Blog Talk Radio via the computer, and that's www.blogtalkradio.com. Some people join on the telephone, 347-539-5078-61, if you want to join the conversation. Of course, you know, what we do is that we have about four or five ladies that are co-hosting with me, and that's just to ensure that we have some dialogue, because, you know, a conversation means you got to have two people. So if I'm on here by myself, you know, you can't hear Jesus and the Holy Spirit speaking to me, so you can only hear Him speaking to you, so you won't be able to hear the dialogue that I'm having. So, you know, we have some young ladies that are out there, and I'll tell you a little bit about them later, that call in and make sure that there is some stimulating conversation and giving you another point of view to think from. And each one are different and unique in their own way, so they come from a different perspective, which adds that balance to it. Because no way do I want you to think that Dr. Fletcher thinks she has the answers. No, I don't. We're just here as mothers and daughters seeking and listening and hearing stories about other mothers and daughters, and being able to say, you know, well, hey, maybe I'm not so bad after all. I realize there are other people out here that are going through some of the same things that I'm going through. So as I say to you on Saturday morning, sit back, relax, get your favorite drink, get your pen and paper out, because God may speak to you during this conversation, and if He does, you don't want to miss it. A lot of times you don't write it down, and then you go back and say, something, I can't remember what it was, but I had a thought. Wow. And then you go all day trying to figure out what was it? What was that thought? What was it, Lord? And you say, Holy Spirit, just tell me again. You know, and sometimes you get it back. Sometimes you don't. You know? So don't even risk that. Be ready. Just like the man at the pond, you know what I mean? He says, I was there for 37 years waiting on a blessing, and, you know, nobody was here to push me in. And, you know, you'd think if we were right there, you'd inch 37 years, you'd almost fall in, inching in. But, you know, the story was, be ready. Be ready. So God is going to say something to you. Be ready. Always keep a tape recorder or a pen and paper with you. You never know. You never know when you're going to get that aha kind of a thought. So I stimulating topic this morning may give you an aha kind of a thought. It's mothers and daughters and their dreams. Mothers and daughters and their dreams. Now, when I use mothers and daughters, and I tell my audience that, you know, whatever we are talking about, it's broader than mothers and daughters, because we have mothers and sons. We have grandmothers and granddaughters and stepmothers and stepdaughters, and we have mother-in-laws and daughter-in-laws, and we have sisters. You know, we have husbands. We have fathers and sons. We have an audience of each gender. So when you hear mother and daughter, just apply it to your situation, because they're all working on the same principles. We are all coming out of a principle called love. And what is it that God would have us to do in a particular situation? So just remember that. But my focus is to minister to mothers and daughters. So I'm always talking to the mother. And Because the mother is the one that is the nurturer, and the mother is the one with the responsibility of the outcome for the daughter or even the son. I want to thank our partners. We have partners that are helping us doing so many things. You all know who you are. I mean, just from a kind word of encouragement, that is just like gold, because this journey is not an easy journey. And I know sometimes people think, well, you know, it just seems like you got it all going on. Well, it's not an easy journey. If it was easy, everybody would be doing it. But they're not. You know, they're not even doing their own journey. And that's why we want you to stay tuned and stay hooked as we go through this, because then it's going to give you something to think about your journey, you know. You can also go and visit us at www.mdbn.org. You know, we have a mother and daughter website that tells you a lot about things that we're doing, give you some stories and information. We also are collecting stories. If you would like to write your mother and daughter story, submit it, something that you have on your heart that you would like to share with other mothers and daughters, you can send it to us at info@mdbn.org. That's info@mdbn.org. You can also call us at 786-462-6470. That's 786-462-6470. Again, our topic this morning should be stimulating mothers and daughters and their dreams. I invite you to go to my personal website. It's askdrbessieshow.com. That's askdrbessieshow.com. Go there, browse around, look at some of the things that are happening, and get a little taste for what the television show is looking like. Okay? Trying to see what else we have. We have, oh, wow, we got past the crusade. I can take that off our list. And we are up to November the 10th. We're trying to contemplate doing something a little different. We got a little different spin on that, and maybe we'll tell you a little bit about it next week. But we are having the cruise. We are going to Mexico, Cozumel, and we're also going to the Holy Land in Orlando. So it's sort of a land cruise event. So if you're interested in that, of course, like I said, give us a call at 786-462-6470, or you can go to the website at www.mdbn.org and look at the events and things that we're doing. Even, I think we have the calendar on there for next year as well. And mothers and daughters and their dreams. Today, the show is brought to you by friends of the Mother and Daughter Finding Faith Ministries, also by Florida Technical College, which are our new friends. Florida Technical College helps us when it comes to developing our strategies and widening. Of course, you know I'm talking and trying to do this thing at the same time. Bear with me. Widening our horizon. I mean, we are reaching more people. We are being able now to teach courses that will bring mothers and daughters out to the schools, and that would allow us to be, Florida Technical College, to be the first college to teach mother and daughter courses that's focusing on their relationship as well as their growth. They are located at 7891 Pine Boulevard in Hollywood, Florida. Now there you can get a host of things. They're a technical college. You're going to get a skill. Heating and air condition and management information system. If you want to be a therapist, massage therapist, you can get that there. Medical records. You want to do nails, hair, skin, a combination. You got your computer classes. And like I say, you wouldn't want to be at a better place than at Florida Technical College. There, they have a heart, and they share that with the students. So don't look at where you are and say, well, I can't go to school. As a young lady told me last week, don't worry about that. Just call them, 888-852-7272. Just call them. They'll work it out for you. So that's our spiel for that today. Let's get back to what we're doing here. Let's see. I don't know who my co-hosts are today. I hope you are there. We have Sandra D. and we have Cynthia Oliver, Janice Paldo with us. Hopefully all of them are there. I'm not looking at the switchboard right now because I try not to do that until I finish. I welcome them to help me with this conversation. Like I said, get your pen and paper because they always have something interesting to say. Now, from the beginning of the year, we've basically been dealing with hidden secrets, and that thing have expanded for, we're in September. From January to September, it has been in and out. Everything has been woven in, basically dealing with hidden secrets. Something that happens in the house stays in the house, you know. Therefore, you know, you hide that, and it's in you, and you're not supposed to tell anybody, so you've been carrying it for a while. But it affects all that you do. That's why you got to let it go. Find some way to put it. Write it down on a piece of paper. Take it out. Burn it. Throw it up in the air. Give it to God. Do something. Get it out of you because it's a hindrance to your growth. And we'll talk a little bit about that, kind of mix it in with what we're talking about when I get down to our topic. But let's just look at so that newcomers that wasn't on last week can just get a feel for what we were talking about last week. For the last couple of weeks, we've been talking about, you know, mothers and daughters progressing from within, looking within yourself and realizing that you were born, you were sent here with everything that you need. There's nothing that you need on the outside of you. And I'm not talking about chairs. I'm not getting that simple. I'm talking about spiritual. I'm talking about your growth, how to develop. Everything that you need to do, the things that you are sent here to do, has been placed inside of you. And then you need to know how to tap into that. Then we're talking about mothers and daughters transforming their minds. And that's what we talked about last week. You know, in order to do anything, you got to renew your mind. You know, you can't have the same thought and expect a different result. I mean, that's 1, 2, 3. You know, it's elementary. We've heard that so many times. We just need to apply it. If you're thinking the same way, you're going to have the same thought, I mean, the same results. You got to change what you're thinking. You got to change what you're saying. And once your words change your thoughts, then your thoughts are going to give you a different vision. You're going to start seeing things differently. And once you start seeing things differently, you're going to start feeling things differently because then in your reality, those things are going to start popping up as you go. You're going to meet the right person. You're going to be at the right place at the right time. Things are going to start happening because what? You change your thoughts. You transformed your mind. If you're always thinking something bad is going to happen to you, duh. As my grandson can say, it's coming. Nothing can stop it. Not even God, because he gave you a will. And that will is so powerful that we don't realize how much power we have when we use these words. That we're operating out of a will that God has given us. And the reason he gave you that will, because, you know, some people say, well, you mean God can't stop it? No, because he gave you a will. And you first got to understand he gave you the will so that you could make a choice. You could choose life or you could choose death, and he gave you a little hint, choose life. And that's him. He's life. But he won't make you choose him. So he will honor his word, and he will honor your choices. So when you go running to God about something not going right in your life, is it God or is it you? Think about it. Now, there's a saying I know most people know about. It's called the mind is a terrible thing to waste. Talked a little bit about that last week. Well, that phrase was done by Arthur A. Fletcher, who was my late father-in-law. And I used to say to him, Mr. Fletcher, if you just had a penny for every time that phrase was being used, a mind is a terrible thing to waste, you would have more money than you could give away. But it is such a mind-blowing statement. A mind is a terrible thing to waste. Why waste your mind? Why waste it on things that are not going to be beneficial for the kingdom? Why waste it on something that is not going to help you in the long run? You may be having fun right at the moment. You may think, oh, I'm enjoying my life. Things are going good. But there's going to be a morning you're going to wake up and you're going to realize you wasted time. You wasted your life. You wasted your mind. You could have placed your mind on something else. You could have placed your mind on God. You could have placed your mind on the good. And if you had placed your mind on the good, if you wake up at 70 or 80 years old, you should be eating the fruit of the land. You should be living well, good health. And well doesn't mean money all the time. Good health. When you see an 80-year-old lady or a 90-year-old person walking around still driving, don't even wear glasses, not in the hospital, haven't been to the hospital, not on medication, that's the good of the land. I mean, that's good living. Because what? They didn't waste their mind. They had their mind on the good. And the good is what stretch you out for longevity, for that long life. And see, the mind is made up of the brains and intelligence and your wit, your psychic, your mentality. And the mind demonstrates your feelings on how and what you care about, what bothers you, what offends you, what you approve of and disapprove of. And the terrible thing about it, it's awful, it's very bad, it's appalling when you don't put your mind on something that will work for the kingdom. And the waste is a misuse. It's just something that you throw away. It's garbage, it's trash. So why put your good thoughts into an old trash bag and expect to have good come out of that? So when we looked at the mind, a few things that affected, you know, still affected, is the mind brain. It has, you know, that stimulated image. And that kind of brings us to where we are today. It brings us to mothers and daughters in their dreams. You know, I get up on Saturday morning, I have the best fun. I'm telling you, this thing is just getting good. Because I sit back and I said, okay, Holy Spirit, what are we talking about today? And, you know, he gets to talking to me. And I didn't even think about what our conversation was on last week. I was getting my tea. I didn't have a clue about what we talked about last week. I was just saying, okay, what are we talking about today? And then all of a sudden, you know, it came up with this thing about mothers and daughters and their dreams. And the first thing that came to my mind was my book, Dream Recipe. I said, okay, you want me to take the book then? You want me to use the book? And I thought, I'll get the book and I'll go through it and see what it is that I'm supposed to talk about. But I didn't get the answer to get the book. I'm like, okay. I got my tea and I came to my computer and I sat down and he started talking, and I started writing. And so I never did get the book. It wasn't about the book. It wasn't about Dream Recipe today. Mothers and daughters and their dreams. And this is kind of how it went. Each of us come into this world with a dream. And some of us know what that dream is, and others are still trying to find out what their dream is. And I feel that your dream is the key part of your journey here on earth. And I feel that that's why so many of us are consistently seeking that one thing that we feel that if I could just only. And you fill in the blank. Because at the end of that statement have been the wall that have stopped most of us, mothers and daughters, from feeling that we are successful or that we are complete. Most people feel incomplete. They know they feel like they're missing something because they have that, if I could just. And sometimes you may find yourself saying, if, and I'm going to give you a few things to fill in after that. One may be yours, and none of them may be yours, but you have one, and you can fill in the blank. Sometimes you may find yourself saying, if I had the right job, if I had a college degree, if I had a husband, if I had the money I needed, if I didn't have these children, if I didn't follow my dreams. I take that back. If I had followed my dreams, if I lived somewhere else, if I hadn't gotten that divorce, if I could get that promotion, if I didn't get fired, or if they would let me, or one day, I'm gonna. Those are a few of the things that tend to formulate and hinder our dreams. Those if, I'm gonna, if they woulda, if I coulda, shoulda, I can't. All of those things are words that create thoughts, that create the vision that will stop you dead in your tracks. Now you know the list can be endless, but I'm going to stop right there because I think that you got the picture. Well, you know that uneasiness that keeps moving around in your belly? Yeah, that feeling that you get in your belly. Guess what? It's that dream that's trying to be born. I'm going to say it again. Guess what? It's that dream that's trying to be born. Whenever you get that if kind of a feeling and something just tightens up in your belly, it's that dream. It's trying to be born. Mothers, you know when it's time for you to have your daughter or your baby. Now, you knew there was an irritation in your belly letting you know that the time was near. Get ready. And the first thing most of us did was to call someone and let them know that you've been warned. You've gotten the warning. Hello? I'm getting a pain. My water broke. You know, something. You got a warning before the birth came, and you knew that you needed to get ready because the time was near. Get ready, get ready. There was an excitement and a fear of the unknown going on at the same time. You was excited because you knew a new life was coming into the world. You were fearful just a little bit because you didn't know quite what was going to happen, especially the first time mothers. You know, people can tell you but nobody's experience is your experience. So you still had that kind of unknown feeling. But as a mother, you knew that a dream was being born. You knew. Now, you might say, Dr. Fletcher, that wasn't a dream. I knew that I was going to have a baby. And I would say to you, did you really? What you really knew was that you had an increase in the size of your belly. That's what you knew. And like most of us mothers, we were told that we were expecting a baby. Now, sometimes mothers just can't wait. So they can't wait on God to surprise them with this beautiful baby. They feel like they got to know, and I got to know right now. So they go and they tell the doctor, can you just tell me what it is? Thinking that they'll be ready with all the decor and they know the gender, and they can paint the room, and they can do everything, by the right clothes, and you name it. And they were expecting a boy. But how many times that didn't work? I've known it, I've seen it, I've heard the story so many times. We're expecting a boy, and it was a girl, not a boy, not the boy that they were expecting. Well, that takes us back to our topic, mothers and daughters and their dreams. Dreams are the imaginations of your thoughts. Dreams are the imagination of your thoughts. They are our ideas of what we hope for. Because we have been trained to expect a baby, we focus our imagination on that one idea. See, when you go to the doctor and the doctor says you're pregnant, you automatically think baby. As you see your stomach increasing in size, every day from the moment you heard that you were pregnant, your imagination was focusing on your thoughts of a baby. And then you start imagining beyond the birth. So we focus on our imagination on that one idea. And as God said, we should have what we say, or as a man thinketh, so is he. So if you say, I'm having a baby, you're having a baby. If you think you're having a baby, you're having a baby. Because what you're doing, you're looking at the outer growth of your belly and the movement inside of your belly, and you're adding everything up. This is what everybody else has gone through. This is the way they look. And after 9 months or so, they had a baby. See, that's an easy kind of a birth in a way, because you don't have to be in a hospital to have a baby. Many babies are born at home. Many babies, think before they had the hospital, people were born for years without a hospital, without a doctor. That's an act of God. See, both statements are based on the power and the concentration of your imagination. That's what I want you to look at. The power and the concentration of your imagination mixed with your faith creates your reality. Therefore, in 9 months, you have a baby. We're going to say a baby girl. Well, most of us still have a baby inside of us. And most of us, some women are 75, 80, 90 years old, even 100 years old. I've spoken to women that are 102, 104 years old, and they're still talking about that baby inside of them. Do you want to live to 104 and still have that baby inside of you? Think about that. Well, most of us still have a baby dream inside of us, just waiting to be born. A baby dream. It lies inside of your belly. And just the thought of hearing those words, something moved in your belly if you think about it. A baby dream. Say yes. A baby dream. A baby dream. And you could feel that baby moving around in your belly. It wants to be born. You were sent here to birth that baby as well. But so many times we focus on everything else but that baby dream that's planted inside of our belly. We're too busy. Satan will keep you so busy, keep so much torment going into your life, because he know it takes the power of your mind and your concentration of your imagination and your faith to birth that baby dream. And he also knows that baby dream is a part of your journey. If you birth your baby dream, then you're going to teach your daughter how to birth her baby dream, and she's going to teach her daughter how to birth her baby dream. And he doesn't want that to happen, because that baby dream that was planted in your belly was not planted by Satan. It was planted by God. It was planted for a reason. It was planted for you to develop your part of the kingdom. And if you walk around day after day after day after day with that baby dream in your belly, you're never going to find the peace that you think you want or you should have. You're going to always be just confused in your mind. You won't know what to do. You think, I'm trying to do this and it's not working. And no, it won't be easy when you birth that baby. I birthed the baby of mother and daughter, and I thought it was going to be an easy raising for that child. But that child has been something else. And the reason why that mother and daughter baby dream became something else, because I didn't use all the power, all the faith, all the concentration that I should have used on the development and growth of that baby dream. But now I got it. I birthed the baby in 1999. Baby is 12 years old, and I'm just getting a good hold that I didn't put the right amount of power, the amount of faith, and the amount of concentration on the baby. But I also looked just a couple of weeks ago, and I said, you know, if Sarah could have a baby at 90-some years old, then I can take this baby, and I still have a lot of good years, because I'm going to have a long life, because that's what God said. So I have time to put some good into this baby. So when I'm speaking to you today, mothers, I'm saying to you, until you can birth your baby dream, it's going to be hard for you to teach your daughters how to birth their baby dream. And each one of us, from one generation to the other, have a call. We have a charge to keep. We're sent here to work for the kingdom. And you will never be able to do your part until you figure out what's your baby dream. And the first thing, I'm just giving you some suggestions. I don't know it all, but I'm just going to share this with you. The first thing is that you have to make a decision that you are carrying a baby dream. You have to first admit that. I do have a baby dream inside of me. Second, you have to ask God, what is my baby dream? You know, what is the baby dream that you've given me? You know you feel it. You feel it. You just don't know what it is. That's the question. Why am I here? What's my baby dream? And the third thing is that you have to focus on that baby dream that's planted inside of you every day with a date of expectation. When your baby daughter or son was planted inside of you, the doctor gave you an expected date. He said, well, you should have the baby give, you know, a week or two here and 9 months, and he gave you the date. Well, you focus on that date. You plan everything around that date. If you were working, you said, you know what, I'm going to work up to this date and I'm going to stop. Or if you wasn't, wherever you were, you said, you know, people said, oh, when is the baby due? In a couple of days. Because you had in your mind an expected date. And until you get it to that level of concentration on that dream that's inside of your belly, you won't know what to expect, when and why and how. And the fourth thing, you have to know that you know that one day this baby dream will be born. You know that. Without a shadow of a doubt, you know that one day this baby dream is going to be born. And the fifth thing, you have to start preparing for the baby dream arrival, just like you would have for your daughter or your son. You knew you had to have a bed. You knew you wanted to have a little bathtub, and, you know, you needed the baby products, and you needed the diapers and the baby foods and the bibs and the clothing. You know, you start preparing for it. What are you doing to prepare for your baby dream to arrive? Preparation is a big thing, because preparation will keep you concentrated on your thoughts. Because you're doing something. You're putting action to your thoughts. And the sixth thing was, what are your goals and what are your plans for your baby dream? You need to sit down and say, okay, I'm expecting this baby dream. It's been lying in my belly. Let's have this baby. I'm going to put a date out here, and I'm going to work on that. Because if you don't put a date out there, things are just in the universe. But if you put a date out there, it ties you down to being honest with yourself. I could talk about a lot of things. That's why I said, if I don't put a date on it, it has no value. It doesn't keep me honest. It won't keep me true. That's why people don't like to say a date, because they know they have lied if they don't keep it. So we won't put a date on it. We'll just say, yeah, one day. And you'll worry somebody to death talking about one day I'm gonna. And people are like, oh, I'm so tired of hearing them saying one day I'm gonna. Got to stop one day I'm gonna. What is that? Got to put a date on it. And the seventh thing is that you got to make sure that your goals and your plans for your baby dream are the goals and are the plans of God. And then you have exactly what you say. Keep in mind, you didn't plant that baby dream inside of your belly. So you don't know what it is. You don't know what the expectations of it is. You got to go to the person who gave it to you and find out, tell me what you want me to do with this. How do you want me to work this in your kingdom? Because once you find out that's your peace, that's your joy, that's your love, That is your forgiveness. Once you get on what you are supposed to be doing, you don't have time to listen to Satan and his thoughts and his words. But his job is to keep you from getting on it, and he's doing a good job at it. He will keep you so busy. He will make sure you don't have any money. He will make sure that you arguing with your husband or your wife. He'll make sure the children are out of order. He'll make sure that somebody on the job is going to irritate you. He will make sure that you can't even find a job. He will tell you you're worthless. He'll tell you you're not a business person. He's going to tell you all of those things, but stop for 1 minute and ask yourself, why would God tell Satan anything to tell you? Come on. Why would God tell Satan anything to tell you? He ain't even talking to him. So anything that is negative, anything in the can't, you won't, you couldn't, you shouldn't, that's not God, because he says you can do all things. You can do anything that you ask Jesus Christ to help you do. You need to get that and set your date and expect your baby dream to be born. Mothers and daughters, I would like to announce to you that at this time, at 10:46 a.m. on Saturday morning, September the 22nd, a 10-pound, 22-inch baby dream was just born. What's your due date? Did I hear you say, I don't know? Well, as I say to mothers and daughters out there, trust in God, have faith in his word, watch his word manifest in your mother and daughter relationship and in your baby dream. And I constantly tell you that your words create your thoughts, and your thoughts create your visions, and your visions create your reality. So if you don't like where you are, simply change what you say and say, yes, I'm pregnant. I am pregnant, and I'm expecting a baby dream. And that baby will be born on, you fill in the date, and I'm preparing for that baby like I'm preparing to go to heaven. You get that in your belly, you get those thoughts, and you concentrate on those thoughts, and you match that up with that baby dream, there's nothing can stop it from becoming a part of your reality. And I just like to say, because God says, whatever you say and you believe it in your heart, you should have it. He's not a person that can lie, but you can just wrap your mind around that. You're going to have a baby dream. Congratulations. Thank you for listening. Anyone out there want to talk about the baby dream? Good morning. Good morning. Hello, Sandra?
Hello?
How you doing this morning?
Oh, I'm doing fine on this rainy day to here in South Florida.
A good day to have a baby.
Yes. Well, I just wanted to comment basically what you were saying about dreams and things that are inside of you that you feel that is your passion. And, of course, to ask God if it's, is it yours, if this is what you're supposed to be doing. And I've done that, and it's true to where you find yourself doing things that you enjoy doing and get gratification from it, actually. Being that I work a lot with the young girls And when I'm talking to them, I can see that I'm making a difference just by a comment, and they seem to come to me easily, you know, things that they can talk to me without even talking to their parents about, and, you know, within confidence, and give them some peace, you know, that they're not alone, basically, because as you're aware, and I'm not sure the audience is aware, but I, you know, had to teach myself a lot of things at an early age because my mother passed away young. So a lot of things I would like to help, you know, the younger generation so they will be encouraged and they're not alone, and to be confident in within themselves. So that's my passion. And I asked because I kept wondering, you know, what am I supposed to do? And I guess I figured it out.
You birthed your baby dream. And now you're in the development stage of it. See, that's the thing. You will know. I tell people it's that one thing that you can do. You could do 24 hours a day without pay. You know, if you didn't have to have money to pay for your bills, what is the one thing that you could do that you could do 24 hours a day and not realize you're doing it? That is your passion. That is your passion. You just say, well, okay. And we have to realize that God will take care of all the bills and all the buy you the food, the clothes. If you just focus on that passion, don't focus on nothing else but that passion. How can I get this passion and this dream out to the world? You know, on Saturday morning I get up and I'm just focusing on the passion of my baby dream. See, that's what you call growing it up, because as you develop and as you do it, and as you share it, you're growing it up, and one day you're going to be able to look back and say, wow, look how far I came. Look at me and this baby, you know? It's amazing. And you are doing a great job. Thank you for sharing. I know I took a long time this morning, but I have to go a lot according to the spirit. Let me get somebody else on. Have a great day. God bless you, and happy belated birthday.
Thank you. Have a good one, too.
Well, you know,
thank
I said happy birthday on the day. I don't want them to think I didn't remember your birthday, but just for everybody else, Sandra had a nice birthday this week. Thank you, Sandra.
Thank you. Love you.
Bye-bye. Love you, too.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Good morning. 678, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great, doing great. Just had a baby, and I'm feeling good.
Good, good. Amen to that. I just want to share as well with the baby dream. We have to realize when that dream or that vision is put in your belly, and once you've given birth to it, that baby is just like the baby in the natural. We have to seek counsel from God on the vision, like you said, and we have to nourish it daily, and we have to be cautious who we share that dream with or that vision with that God has put in our belly, because a lot of times when God put that vision in our belly for us, it's between me or you and God, and God, for God to nourish it and raise it up. For example, when you have your natural baby, you're not going to share that baby and let that baby spend the night and let everybody hold that baby and just let that baby be around people that are negative and not giving you empowerment and positive things for your baby. You're not going to be around people who are in drugs or whatever, I would think. So when he gives us that vision in our belly and we birth it through, which is like you said, it's a painful thing at first, birthing it through. But the manifestation of when God gets through it and it's full grown, you know, he gets the glory, and then he tells us how to use it. But from that time of the birthing until it's full grown, we just have to be mindful, you know, that we give the vision that God has placed to us the full nutrition that it needs to be birthed for the upbuilding of the kingdom.
That is so true. That is so true. That's the key right there. You got to know how to water that baby dream. And that, and the water the baby dreams is to water it with the words of God, not your words. You know, we can say anything. Because, see, we want it to happen like yesterday. And when it doesn't happen, you know, it's so easy to say, oh, you know, the devil come and want to steal that seed and say, you know, see, it ain't working for you. You just made a mistake and, you know, yada, yada, yada. So now you got to go through condemnation and guilt and all of this kind of stuff, and you're trying to figure out, well, I'm nobody. But, you know, I've been listening to Creflo, and then when you listen to Creflo, Pastor Dollar, you know, you get that thing, you know, you're already forgiven, and that's just one of those big things to stop you from nurturing that baby, because he wants you to let that baby die. You know, and
that's
the one thing I can say, you are a prime example. And I won't tell what you, the type of babies that you had. That's your business. But you've had two babies this year. And the one thing that really, you know, got my attention was the fact that when you decide and you realize that you had a baby dream inside of your belly, you started preparing for that baby dream. You started making preparation when everybody thought you were crazy. They're like, oh, that ain't going to happen. Oh, this ain't going to happen. And you stood fast, and you prepared for that baby dream. And you were all there to witness that baby dream. And not only that, that was the first of the year, and then mid-year, and then now you've had another baby dream. And people don't realize, people don't realize that the baby dream just waiting. You got to do something. You can't wait.
That's right.
It's not one of those babies that God has given us a human that, well, he's going to make sure in 9 months it come out. It's going to happen. This baby,
can I say one more thing?
You got to do it. Yeah, you can say whatever you want.
I just want the audience to know that the Bible tells us faith without work is dead. And you can have the vision. God can give it to you. Yes, God's going to supply all your needs. And he's there to give you the desires of your heart. But if you don't get out and do something, some work behind it, you've got to do something. One of my dreams, I was believing God for a house. I knew I had to clean up my credit. I knew I had to take care of things in that area. And I did what I had to do. And if you make that step, And let God know, God, it ain't about me, my foe, no more. When God give you a vision, the vision is not for you. The vision is to see how you gonna do what God tells you to do for his people, because make no mistake about it, God loves his people. I don't care who you are, what you've done, God loves you. And you have to make sure that when God give you a vision, it's not about you. I've heard people say, well, when I win the lottery, I'm going to do this for my house, I'm going to buy this. I never hear them say, well, I'm going to ask God how I can use it for to lift up someone else's sake, to bring them closer to Christ, to give him the glory. So when we have these visions, I just want to let the audience know, it ain't about us. When God blessed me with my house, the first thing he allowed me to do was prepare for a repast in my house for a friend of mine who mom went to be with the Lord. And it's just something that you want to do to uplift God's kingdom.
Amen. Amen. And you know what? He'll say, oh, wow, Janice, you did good with this. Now let's see what else I can give you. Because, see, God loves to surprise you. And that's why I wake up every day saying, okay, God, surprise me today. You know?
Amen.
So we thank you for your comments. I just want to thank everybody for listening today. I'll tell you, the time went by so fast. Look in your belly. Look within yourself and start asking God, what is it that you want me to do? What is it? What is the dream baby, a baby dream that you placed into my belly? Because like you said, it's not just about you. That baby dream is to help someone else. You are to connect to someone else. And your disconnect, not finding out why you're here. Thank you very much. God bless you. You guys have a great weekend. And let's see how many babies you can birth this week. Bye-bye. Love you.
Love you, too.
Well, God be with you guys. That's it. Have a great, great day.